PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
President Trump says taking Tylenol during pregnancy can lead to an increase in autism. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said he's encouraging women not to take the medication while carrying a child.
They are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary. That's, for instance, in cases of extremely high fever.
The president says it's also wise to space out vaccinations instead of getting a lot administered at once. Lisa Taylor reports Jimmy Kimmel set to return to the late-night talk show lineup.
He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC following comments he made related to Charlie Kirk's assassination. Liz Kreutz on the turnaround.
Huge names calling out the company for what they say was caving to pressure from the Trump administration and really being a crackdown on free speech. A number of celebrities, Howard Stern, Cynthia Nixon, and others calling for boycotting Disney.
Kimmel has been off the air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull Kimmel off the air to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say it has spent the past several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. I'm Lisa Taylor.
More people say they are dissatisfied with the direction of the country compared to those who say they are satisfied. According to the latest Gallup poll, 29% of surveyed respondents say they're satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. at this time, anyway, while 67% say they're dissatisfied. 4% have no opinion. The highest satisfaction rating of Mr. Trump's second term was recorded in May. 38% of respondents reported satisfaction. Hurricane Gabrielle, now a Cat 4 storm. As it spins close to Bermuda, the National Hurricane Center says Gabrielle has sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. Forecasters expect it will gradually weaken. That's the good news between Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Jim Roop.
Automotive Avenues in Walton.
Now, here comes New Jersey fast traffic.
Still bumper to bumper, 287 northbound between exit 2 and 4. All due to construction, two left lanes are closed. And then southbound, a little slow still between exit 13 and exit 10, bound Brook. More slowdowns into exit 5 in Piscataway due to roving construction projects. Now, the turnpike car lanes are closed each way. Garden State Parkway is quieted down, still a little slow south in the locals through Cheesequake Park through that work zone. Both northbound stalls were cleared at 144 and 148. And as we go across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, everything looking good. Next report in 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
New Jersey, 101.5, instant weather. Nothing more than a few clouds overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 60s. The cloud cover increases Tuesday with a spotty afternoon shower, highs in the low to mid-80s, and showers around the rest of the week with highs in mid and upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
Your New Jersey temperature, it's 64.